This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Live from the Podcast Zone at the NINA 2013 conference, your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Hey, it's Guy here, coming to you once again from the NINA 2013 conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. And in this segment, I'd like to introduce you to John Brosowski of Geocom. John's the Vice President of Product Development at Geocom. Geocom's philosophy is one where they partner with their customers to meet their objectives. They work hard for their customers to make sure that their systems work or to find solutions to their current industry or technical issues. Whether their customers are speaking with their account manager, product manager, consultant, implementation specialist, support analyst, or their receptionist, their customers always are treated with the same trustworthy, loyal, and hardworking Geocom experience. John, welcome to the APN Podcast Network.
Thanks, Guy.
John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a VP of Product Development at Geocom. I've been with the company for about 16 years. You know, Geocom is in its 18th year now, so we've been around the 911 industry for a while.
Well, I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one in the industry with double-digit history with the company.
That's good.
So tell us a little bit about why you're here at NINA and what you guys are showing your customers.
Sure. Well, Geocom probably does 30 or 40 or so trade shows per year. And this conference in particular is one of our most significant shows. We get a chance to meet with a lot of our existing customers here. Also a lot of course, potential new customers, well, we hope. But certainly also a lot of business partners. So it's a real concentration of existing customers, new customers, and business partners.
So you focus on geographic information systems, and that's critically important in next generation 911. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Geocom is really a public safety mapping and communications company. We're a GIS company at the heart. So we've always been about building geographic information systems data sets for 911, and then also providing GIS data management software for 911, and then of course tactical mapping systems for PSAPs and mobile responders. So we've been doing that for many years. What's changing with next generation 911 is a couple of things. First of all, we're seeing a lot of our customers begin to regionalize. So we have a lot of 911 authorities that have locally authoritative sources of GIS data for 911, but as they regionalize and need to pour that GIS data, if you will, into the 911 network core, into the call routing systems like ECRFs and the location validation systems like LVFs, they really have a need to aggregate, coalesce, and build a seamless, gapless GIS data fabric. So the trend that we're seeing in the market now really is regionalization and consolidation of GIS data sets. And that opens up a whole new world of questions and problems that our customers have. Questions related to GIS data management workflows, quality control and quality assurance processes, and really it's also driving the demand for GIS services from Geocom, but also GIS data management software applications as well.
Well, I know from dealing with government customers over a number of years that a lot of governments have spent a lot of time building up their GIS data, but it's sort of been looking for a mission. And so now it seems like Next Generation 911 is finally giving GIS data that mission that it so rightly deserves.
I agree with that. I think that the GIS data has always had a mission in 911, but historically it's been on the tactical mapping side, PSAP mapping system that you would connect to a 911 CTI or a CPE system, such that when you answer a 911 call, an icon of a phone pops up on the map. So it was all about addressing and tactical mapping applications. What's changing now is that in next generation 911, the GIS data set is the primary routing database that's used for 911. So in the past, we've had tabular master street address guides or MSAGs. So we're replacing that in next generation 911 with GIS data that gets provisioned to an ECRF and an LVF system. Something that changes is really the mission criticality of the GIS data, because it's used in routing a 911 call to a PSAP. And it's also changing the timeliness requirements for GIS data. So just like in the past, you have to be able to make master street address guide or MSAG changes, maybe even on a daily basis to keep up with service order input from the telephone companies and changing geographies on the ground. Those same workflows that you used to use for MSAG in support of Valley, you need to be able to do that now for GIS. So there's a whole new level of mission criticality and importance for GIS data in 911.
Interesting. And then GIS data is not just the map, right? There's also layers of information that's been built up, so things like isometric plans, utility plans and things. Now, is that something that public safety can start to take advantage of?
Absolutely. I mean, at its simplest form, you can think of a geographic information system as a relational database management system that has geographic objects attached to records in database tables. You could think of each table in the database, if you will, as a layer. So each layer in the map may contain some specific type of information unique to that layer. In next generation 911, you need a map layer for PSAP service area boundaries, for example. You also need map layers for address location. This could be address points, or it could be address polygons like building footprints or planimetrics or subparcel polygons, or it could be address range road centerline layers. And that's sort of like the minimum core set of GIS data that you need to route 911 calls. But on the tactical side, amount of GIS data that could be useful in a tactical 911 environment is virtually limitless. I mean, you can have layers that denote individual police beats on the map, layers that indicate fire hydrant locations, valve fitting sizes on those fire hydrants, infrastructure map layers for gas and electric and water facilities as well. You can also have map layers that indicate tax and cadastral and land ownership. And that can be very useful in tactical mapping environments as well. You know, we look at the tax databases and you think, how in the heck could you use that in a 911 environment? But it turns out if you look at these land records, they contain lots of useful information, like the number of structures on a property, the building materials that are used in each one of those structures, if there's buried tanks on the property. There's a wealth of information that can be brought into the system via a GIS.
Very good. John, tell us a little bit about, first of all, what makes GEOCOM special and what are you showing here at the NINA 2013 conference?
Sure. A special value that GEOCOM brings to our customers is that we understand geographic information system software for 911, but we also understand that it's the GIS data that makes the software work. So you can have really good software, but unless you build really good GIS data, it doesn't matter how good your software is, it's going to look pretty
garbage
bad.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
Right?
Something that's unique about our company is that, we have a software development team and a staff of great engineers, but we also have a staff of geographers that build and manage and maintain GIS data for our customers, or that our customers can consult with if they're doing it on their own. Some of the things that we're exhibiting at the conference here this year that we're especially proud of, we have new versions of our in-vehicle mapping and navigation application, as well as our server-based mapping system. What's really exciting about those is our server-based 911 mapping system is really ideal for installing in data centers. And so as a lot of our customers are regionalizing, we've got a great net native, multi-tenanted, web server-based application for 911 PSAT mapping that we can locate in centralized facilities inside of an emergency services IP network. So that's just a great solution for next generation 911 PSAT mapping. At the same time, we're really excited about our data management applications. And something new that we have this year is a variety of web-based data management apps. And this is really interesting, again, as our customers are beginning to regionalize, groups of counties regionalizing, or in some cases, even states building out statewide 911 systems. Now, we've discovered that there's sort of almost a paper workflow that people have used for address management in GIS in the past. So typically there would be a GIS team at the top, a small group of people, and they may be receiving address requests or updates from a variety of authoritative sources, let's say municipalities across a region or across a state. And quite commonly, this was even a paper workflow. So an addressing officer within a city would have an address change, they'd fill out a paper form, and they'd fax it in to the GIS guys who would enter that new point into the GIS.
Yeah.
So we built a whole ecosystem, if you will, of apps and web-based apps so that people can go out into the field with a smartphone application or a tablet and they can collect some information out in the field about a new address and then fill out an online form and then transact that piece of information back to the centralized GIS data management team. And then from there, we have quality control and quality assurance processes that are automated, and then also provisioning processes that can provision the GIS data set into the end user, the final applications, which could be the ECRF, LVF, the call routing and location validation apps, or the tactical applications, 911, CAD, and AVL mapping. So what we've really created via this app ecosystem for data management is really an end-to-end GIS data management workflow that's really suitable for building out these broad NG911 systems that are sharing resources within an emergency services IP network. Say another thing that we're really excited about is we've recently released a new in-vehicle mapping and navigation application. That application is really exciting because, first of all, it uses a new lightweight runtime engine from Esri. GEOCOM is a Platinum Esri business partner. It's 100% WPF, that's the Microsoft Windows Presentation Foundation. So that gives our mobile app a really lightweight footprint. It's also just blazingly fast. It's smooth and fluid and slippy, just like you'd expect a map to be on your smartphone or your tablet, for example. We do that on a mobile data computer in a police squad car, fire truck, or ambulance. And the app is lightweight enough that we can install it just on an SD card or a thumb drive. And just pop it right into your mobile data computer and you're good to go. But one thing that's really exciting about that application is that it can also leverage server-based maps now. So we can put 100% of the map data on a server and eliminate the need for updating GIS data locally on mobile data computers across large fleets. Some of our customers have hundreds to thousands of mobile data computers across their fleet. But also, we can run the application in a local data mode as well. So if we have customers where their mobile data computers in vehicles are frequently disconnected from the network, maybe because they cover a large rural geography or there's mountains or some other condition that disconnects the network frequently. We can also locate GIS data on the individual mobile data computers, and our mobile application can consume that. And then finally, we can run in sort of a hybrid mode where sometimes we access data off of a server for the maps, and sometimes we grab it off the hard drive on the mobile data computer itself. So that's a really exciting new development for GEOCOM. We've always had mobile mapping, but the technology that we're able to embed in the mobile mapping system for in-vehicle mapping and navigation is really exciting now.
Sounds like, boy, you guys are really innovating in the field. Great. Well, thanks. We've been speaking with John Bruskowski, Vice President of Product Development at GEOCOM. This is, again, your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, coming to you from the NINA 2013, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. At the NINA 2013 Conference and Expo in the Charlotte Convention Center. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.